We are joined by the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing Interim Dean, Marie Nolan. Thanks for joining us on the Morgan News Hour.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
According to a report, the United States is in the midst of a critical nursing shortage that is expected to continue through 2030. Are you seeing that trend?
Yes, I think we're seeing that across the nation, and I think the pandemic has slightly accelerated the shortage because some people are now retiring maybe a year or two earlier than they would have anticipated. So yes, we are seeing that.
So the pandemic has had a really effect on nursing and nurses.
Yes, it has had an effect. I think we're especially seeing it in the hospital setting because, of course, nurses work in many other settings besides the hospital, the community, within business, within primary care. But hospitals are seeing, in particular, people retiring a little bit earlier than they anticipated, and I think that is from the stress of the pandemic.
Do you have a shortage of nursing students?
We have no shortage of nursing students. In fact, already before the pandemic, the number of applicants to our School of Nursing had been increasing. But we were very interested to think about what the impact of the pandemic would be. And we had the largest number of applicants in the history of our school just after the peak of the pandemic. So I think that's because people are seeing a great deal of meaning in what nurses do. And nurses, along with other health professionals, nurses have been kind of the face of the pandemic and have really, in some ways, been the heroes of the pandemic.
So is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that I think the shortage is both a challenge and an opportunity for us in nursing. Because people are talking about the shortage, more attention is being focused on nursing, and I think people are starting to see just how important the nursing role is in our healthcare system. You know, when you look at hospitals, the greatest number of employees are usually nurses. And when you look at what health profession goes across the dimensions of care, such as acute care, community care, primary care, home care, that's nurses are providing care in all of those settings. So I think the shortage has drawn attention to just how important nurses are and just how much we know about the healthcare system.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Morgan News Hour.
Well, thank you for having me.